Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at healthcom.northwestern.edu.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
15. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn on fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves regular season will wrap up at the Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4.
Throw to first and a wild pickoff throw way over the head of Rizzo down the right field line. Cozart goes to second. He's going to go to third. The throw by Soler to third. He's going to be out. Out at third. A great play by Soler.
You don't want to interrupt somebody's mental state at that. We've done a lot of work prior in spring training. And I know John's heard this a lot in the past. My biggest concern is to really simplify things.
That highlight from WBBM and also Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Goff this morning talking about John Lester's throw to first. You can hear the entire interview with Maddon on Spiegel and Goff at 670thescore.com. It's the Cubs and Reds again tonight at Wrigley. Jake Arrieta opposes Anthony DeSclafani. The White Sox open a two-game set in Cleveland. Jose Quintana and Carlos Carrasco are the starters. Pre-game show on The Score starts at 5:35. Elsewhere in baseball, Alex Rios is out indefinitely for the Kansas City Royals. Rios broke his left hand earlier this week, hit by a pitch against the Minnesota Twins. Patrick Kane has been cleared by team doctors for full participation. No word yet if he will play tomorrow night when the Hawks open up the playoffs at Nashville. The Bulls are off today, wrap up their regular season tomorrow night at the UC with the Atlanta Hawks. And the Bears will meet tomorrow with quarterback Jameis Winston. This scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm Matt Maticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is today at 5:35 when the Sox take on the Indians on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Derek comebacks are like the Tiger comebacks. A couple of times he looked like his old self. Or people say, you know, he just really isn't the same anymore. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
I have to be honest. While there was a little more life than I expected, I can't take anything away from it at this point. I don't know. I really don't know.
But if
know
he
because,
can't shoot, he can't shoot.
Well, that he can't do. That's correct. He needs a little lesson. And I saw that paragraph the other day that bugged the crap out of me, that he has to talk to Jen.
She's like the second most powerful.
Right.
Person in the chain.
Right. He gets a number of minutes from her.
This is what I don't get. She's not a doctor, and she's not an athletic trainer. So why does she get to decide how much he plays? He's saying things like, he's finding joy. When he, I feel good about where I am. Dude, make a shot.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Len Casper.
He feels like his main job, once the game starts, just let guys be as relaxed as possible. And he said he told his guys, I want them to play exactly the way they do on March 15th, as the way they do on June 15th, as the way they do on October 15th. And the idea there is, if you maintain an even keel and get in the habit of always playing as hard as you would always play and no harder than that, then he feels like those pressure-packed situations don't feel so pressurized. I don't believe in the idea of clutch, but I do believe in the idea of choke. And I think Joe's mindset is, keep guys from choking. It's slow their heart rate in those big spots.
Base hit, Cubs win. Alcantara with his
his first hit of the year.
Idiot and Bernstein.
Over there on the score.
Terry Bores.
I want the whole thing.
Dan Bernstein.
Cutler au plat. Cutler oof plat.
I've got a wake.
Bores and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Really do sound like a couple of dopes. 204 Chicago Sports Radio 670. Boys and Bernstein talking a little bit about, well, John Lester and the problems from last night that seem to be real, and the fact that his stuff just hasn't been very good through two games doesn't mean anything in season. And if you're pitching on October 15th, yahoo! Mm-hmm. You got something going.
Terrific.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It'd be nice. I beat you on October 15th. Okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see that. If you do that and you're good, everything, all's forgiven.
Bores and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. The White Sox back at it. Jose Quintana getting another opportunity against the Cleveland Indians. Boy, you look at the way the divisional games are all packed in for the Sox early. I know we always say it doesn't really matter early, but with if you're looking at the, some of the divisional matchups, there is a density of divisional games certainly
you
early
get a close
on.
Look pretty quickly.
Yep. And you'll certainly
you'd have the Twins,
ideas.
By the way. We take the Twins when you leave.
No, thank you. I don't really want them. I do want to mention, too, that we are a week away from the close of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon lottery and registration. And this goes for people who are just putting their names in the lottery and for those who want the guaranteed entry. And as I've mentioned before, you've got a terrific opportunity if you or someone you know is planning to run in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The friends of ours, the partners of ours this October, what we are urging you to do is stay out of the lottery and grab your guaranteed entry. We still have spots available, and we may have a limited number of post-close spots here. But the best way to do this with the guaranteed entries, as they're going fast, if you act quickly, you can secure your spot in the 2015 Chicago Marathon by running for Team One Step. And what you do is you raise a nominal amount of money to help kids with cancer enjoy the simple joys of childhood through our various one-step programs. We've got a whole team set up at teamonestep.org and all of the training and support and the home base and everything for you. And so much is handled for you by our staffers at Team One Step. And it's just a great opportunity for you to get a guaranteed entry to have your spot and run in support of kids who've been diagnosed with cancer. So what you're going to do if you want to run, and then you don't worry about the lottery, then you are set. And it just makes it a richer experience for those that have done it before, looking forward to doing it again. Go to teamonestep.org. Or you can email me directly at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com, or you can contact me via Twitter at Dan_Bernstein, and I will be happy to put you in touch with the right people. But this is the final push here as we get a week left for you to secure that opportunity to run for the kids, and that way you don't have to sweat the lottery, and you're all set. And
sounds to me like the way to go.
And everybody wins.
So things make sense.
Make sure you get on that and do that. Looking forward after 3 o'clock to talking to John Crist about some of the Jameis Winston stuff. Because
you know,
I understand that you want to get him in your building. You want to ask him your questions.
I want to get him in my building. Yes, I do.
How many of these has he done now? He's got all of these canned answers. I don't know how
he also brings in canned hams.
I don't know how you get him off his spot. You know how you try to. Well, you got to shake him up a little. You got to find some way to get something other than one of his practiced responses.
Well, I think NFL teams can do that. I think they probably have it ready to try and do that. And I'm sure he's already had it done to him. I mean, he's spent time with everybody in Tampa. Everybody. Lovey.
Yep.
The Glazers. Ooh. That's too creepy. They get you off your mic to make you want to leave. But yeah, I think he's it's a matter of I don't know that he's the best quarterback in the last 10 years since Andrew Luck. I don't know that. I'm not certain of that, but that's what I saw written the other day, and that's what kind of prospect they have him as. I think I've said it all along. Even despite all his troubles, despite all the stupidity that goes with him, despite all the immaturity, and a lot of other things that he lacks, I know on the football field. I'm not sure. You know, his football IQ Everybody talks about Jay, and we were talking about during transition. Yes, I agree. And everybody says that about him. That you give him some, he's got it right now. Whatever it is, you got to play, you got something you want to do, he's coming with you. He's got it right now. There's no questions. He knows exactly what you're talking about. He can lead like nobody, like nobody's business, which I've seen him do. While all the stuff was swirling around him, he controlled the team. He absolutely controlled that team. Yeah, now, people took great delight in the bowl game.
Well,
I'm just saying that in point of fact.
I just hope they're doing this because they feel they have to do it and there's no downside to doing it and not because there's any real interest. That's what I hope, because I'm not interested in him at all. Go ahead. I mean, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Don't bother. It's not worth it. No thank you. Just like Manziel, not worth it. Oh, look at this guy. This guy, I don't know. He just makes plays. No, thank you. Well, the Bears need to take a long view here, and I know that they like to keep spinning the quarterback wheel, but this is a bad spin. And if he wants to go and be a Hall of Famer and I'm going to be wrong about him, I'll take it, and I have no problem being wrong. If he's going to go prove that he is a model citizen and a great team leader and an adult and a professional, okay. But no.
I think given where you're at and also given what sport you're in, I think it's a very convenient way to say, oh, I don't want to take them, and a lot of teams do that. Say, oh, I'm not. Oh, no. We're not doing that, and escape that way. But I think in this sport, that with what I think a scarcity of really quality quarterbacks, I think that it's worth anything you want to put into it, whether it's your time or whatever it is. And I if I'm that worried about him, or if I think something's going to catch up, I would be more concerned if he's coming to my team with something catching up with him, then I'm going to let him out of my sight.
I would be
more worried with something, and maybe we'll check. Maybe we'll find out at the top of the hour that some.